With snow whipping across his face, Christian Driscoll did his best to stay warm as he filled up the tank of his wife's car at a gas station in Londonderry.
I'm just grabbing some gas for the wife so she can get out of the, so she doesn't have to do it, and then she's on her way to Salem.
While the calendar may say spring is only a day away, you wouldn't know it from the weather. Driscoll says there's not much you can do other than just accept it.
You know, this is the last day of winter. And it's certainly letting us know that it's the last day of winter. And hopefully it'll all melt next week when spring comes in tomorrow. And it should all melt, hopefully, within the next week or so. Because I've had it.
The late season storm dumped more than a foot of snow in some parts of the state. Downtown Derry was a ghost town Tuesday morning, save for a few people shoveling sidewalks.
Get away with it last year. This year we didn't. About it.
That general feeling of resignation to the whims of New England weather was shared by many.
I got a lot of shovel to do. Yeah, a lot. Yep, I'll be out all day.
The storm forced schools across the state to cancel classes for the day and led state police to reduce speed limits on highways to 45 miles per hour. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.